Before we start Sheva Kesev Kekesev, just to finish up the last point of the previous year. We mentioned the Kash of the Rosh, Ksuvas, Perakal of Simin Yud Beis, that Birchas Eirusin does not sound like a typical Birchas HaMitzvah. Then how do you understand the Shitas HaRamba? How indeed do you understand that that is true? So we started to discuss very simply the following. It is a Birchas HaMitzvah, according to the Rambam. That's Mefurish. But why is it that it's such an elaborate nusach? So I'll tell you, there is a beautiful chiddush. It's found in the Sefer Okeach. You can take a look in Shin Samach Vav. It's right next to where I sit. I opened up to the simon, and there was someone who graduated the yeshiva. He says, I was here, a sticky note on that page. So I was very, very impressed. Okay, he's no longer here, but he was here, and I guess he saw the Sefer Okeach. So the Sefer Okeach writes, Hagdaros, when it comes to a Birchas HaMitzvah, one of them he writes is the following. A Birchas HaMitzvah reflects a Kedushas Yisrael. Asher Kedushonu Mitzvah Savitz Ivanu. And if there is a mitzvah which is shared by a Benoach, how can you recite a Birchas HaMitzvah of Asher Kedushonu Mitzvah Savitz Ivanu? This is not a reflection of Kedushas Yisrael, Tfilin and Tzitzis and Matzah, of course, but not if something is shared. Well, that's an important chiddush. And then his example is stunning. He says, tzedakah. That's why there is no bracha on the mitzvah of tzedakah. Because Bnei Noach also are obligated to give tzedakah. That itself is a very fundamental machlokas rishonim. Is that really true? That Bnei Noach is obligated to give tzedakah? That's a machlokas. The Ran, the Rambam, whether Bnei Noach is obligated in mitzvah of tzedakah. So the chiddush of the Rokeach, Bnei Noach is obligated in tzedakah. And that's why we don't recite a Birchas HaMitzvah. We had mentioned the Tshuvas HaRash v'Simin Yad Ches. You don't make a bracha on tzedakah because you don't control the mitzvah. It's not something that you can determine. If you offer the tzedakah and he does not accept the tzedakah, that's not a mitzvah of tzedakah. So since it's not something you control, the Rashba writes you don't recite a bracha. Well, you look in the Rambam Perek Yud Aleph Hilchos Brachos. It sounds like the Rambam, but this requires a separate arichos that you only recite a bracha on a mitzvah ben Adam l'makom. Wow, that's another fascinating chiddush, no? So there is no bracha on bikur cholam, nicham aveilim, kfuras ameis. Maybe it's tzedakah, right? There's no bracha. There can be many reasons why, a fact, we won't recite a bracha on the mitzvah of tzedakah. But the Sefer Okeach writes, this is part of this broader idea that Kedushas Yisrael. So I ask you the following. Is it clear that Ishus is exclusive to Yisrael and not when it comes to Eben Noach? Is that really true? Ishus, the concept of Ishus, the mitzvah of Ishus. You know, we discussed not so long ago the sugya kedushin daf chaf aleph mabez, the sugya of yifas toar. No, the Torah tells us Ishus yifas toar. Ishus yifas toar. The Gemara says that means even if she is an Ishus ish. So a very small tosus, the bottom of daf chaf aleph mabez, tosus writes, you know what? You see that there's Ishus when it comes to Ben Noach as well, and therefore, part of the heter of Yifas Toar is, even if indeed she's married, in Eishes Ish, that's something which is very, very important. Even if there is a concept, a chalos of Ishus, when it comes to a Ben Noach, is that identical to who Ishus of Yisrael? Is that our Ishus? I'll tell you one thing's clear. Now, take a look at the Rambam, very beginning of Hilchos Ishus. Now, Perak Aleph, Halacha Aleph. The Rambam doesn't waste any time. No, the Rambam tells you that, you know what, there's a world of difference between Arishus, Erisin, Nisuin, Kedushin, and what was true Koda Matan Torah and what's true when it comes to Eben Noach. There's no Gzeira Shav of Ishus and Ishus. It's true. The Torah recognizes a union of Ishus when it comes to Eben Noach, and that's why it's necessary to have a Gzeira Sakosav of Ishus Yifas Toar. But nonetheless, this is not our Ishus. This is not our Ishus. If I were to ask you the following, where do you see indeed that this is true, that there's a fundamental difference between our Ishus and their Ishus? You know what? You can point to several different moving parts, no? One I'll tell you is as follows. You know, Arayos. Do we have Isur Arayos? We discussed at such length. No? Parshas Achrimos, Parshas Kedoshim? Absolutely yes. Does a Goy have Arayos? Of course a Goy has Arayos. No? That's one of the Shemitzos Bein Noach. A Goy also has Arayos. Are the Arayos identical of Yisrael, right, to a Goy? Absolutely not. It's a different list of Arayos. It's a different list of arayos. You know why that list of arayos for Ben Noach is so important? For two reasons, right? One reason this Shiloh never had to feel, no, is that a guy comes over me and says, am I allowed to marry this person? Because I'm committed to Shem Mitzvahs Le'Noach, and I know there's an Isra Gilei Arayos. Is this person Mutter? Is this person Aser? That's a very important Shiloh. No, but wasn't yet asked. No? Another Shiloh, which is also very relevant, is Gerus. Gerus. When a guy converts, anyone who he could not marry before the Gerus, he's not allowed to marry Lacher Gerus. That's a Din Drabanan. Even though a Gerus and his Gerus could cut an Olodami, but if there was someone who he couldn't marry before, he still cannot go ahead and marry now. So it's relevant for a guy, it's relevant for a ger. So it's very important to know what exactly is the Hagdara. So there is a Ramban, Yevamos Tav Tzariches, that makes a beautiful comment. You know what? A guy has natural arayos. Natural arayos. A mother, that's a natural arayos. A brother and sister, that's natural arayos. What do we have that a guy doesn't have? You know what the Ramban writes? Arayos machmas ishus. Ishus. There's certain arayos that are only generated through ishus. That hagdara, ishus, ishus, that doesn't apply to a guy. In other words, the arayos machmas ishus are only, I'll add one word, ishus di Yisrael. Ishus di Yisrael. A Jewish marriage creates certain arayos. For example, achos isha. You're married to this woman, you can't marry her sister. That is only if it is Ishus di Yisrael. That's not true when it comes to Ben Noach. Why? Because that type of Ishus does not generate those arayos. So arayos is a stunning example, that even though there is Ishus when it comes to Ben Noach, but it's so different of Ishus of Yisrael. We're going to learn sugya after sugya after sugya. Now about the uniqueness of Ishus di Yisrael. But I would point at Ramban, front and center, no? Arayos, that's clear. Arayos, which is machmas ishus. And then the Ramban writes such a stunning line, like you see this line in the Ramban, and like, you know, wow, you know. Ramban writes, Vahare Yaakov nasa shtei achayos. Whoa. Yaakov, when he married two sisters. What exactly does that mean? Yaakov married two sisters. What's that punchline in the Ramban? What the punch in the Ramban was, that it was mutter for Yaakov to marry two sisters. You need a Ramban for that. Of course it's mutter. Of course. What, it was us? It wasn't us. There's no iser for a guy to marry two sisters. No? You know what I'll tell you the lumdus the Ramban is? The Gemara tells us, no. Yumadav chavches. Eikevesh Hashem Avram Bakoli. Avram Avinu is makayim kala Torah kulu kodam shenitna. The Avos didn't only do what they were obligated to do. What were they obligated to do? Shevem mitzvos Noach, and there were a few mitzvos that were given to the Avos above and beyond Shevem mitzvos Noach. Oh, the Rambam writes, Bavram, Nistava Lamila. Of course, there's no Isra of Shtei Achayos. How in the world could Yaakov marry Shtei Achayos if it was an Isra of Gilei Arayos? You know what the Chiddush of the Ramban is? Something much more profound, no? But Yaakov was Makayim Kol HaTorah Kula Inu Mesuviyose. So how in the world, no? If he is fulfilling all the mitzvos as though it was a Ben Yisrael, how in the world can Yaakov marry Shtei Achayos? You know what the Teres the Ramban is? The Isra Shtei Achayos is only a consequence of Ishus di Yisrael. If you don't have Ishus of Yisrael, there's no Isra of Shtei Achayos, and it doesn't even make sense. Let's assume a person will tell you, you know what? I'm very machmer. The person tells you, I'm not going to marry the sister of a girl who I dated. You know what? You're going to say, what in the world? No, I'm not saying it's good advice to do that, not to do that, but what do you mean? That's Einu Mesuviyose. You were never married. We were engaged. You're never married. There's no is. That's not Einu Mesuviyose. It's not Einu Mesuviyose. You're not. In other words, without an Ishus of Yisrael, there's no Hagdara. That's that bris kerav and lechacha that compares it to bris milah. Without it, sivui bris milah, and there is no orla, and you're not in orel, there's no einu mitzviyose to remove skin. Now, the mitzvah is to remove the status of an orel, and if you don't have the status of an orel, would it make sense that a woman is going to perform bris milah in a mitzviyose? So if there's no sivui of bris milah, there's no orel, There's no mitzvah of mila. There's no chalos. There's no inner mitzvah of yose. That's the chiddush of the Ramban when it comes to shtei achayos. That if you don't have an ishus of Yisrael, so it's like a refusal to marry the sister of someone who you went out with, you were engaged to, there was no ishus of Yisrael. And your Ben Noach does not have that miskeres of ishus. Wow, that's the chiddush of the Ramban. Which means that you need an ishus of Yisrael to produce these arayos. Oh, so that's a marked difference. Ishus Yisrael. I'll tell you another difference. You know what? Tosus already comments that, you know what? Ishus of Yisrael is kesev, shtar, bia, kedushin. There's eris and there's nisuin, the first shir, no? So many different hagdaros. When it comes to ishus of Benoach, you know what? Tosus, chafalaf abeiz, v'dovak b'ishto. V'dovak b'ishto. They don't have erisin. They don't have nisuin. They don't have the parsha of arayos, right? They have a union. That certainly is true. V'dovak b'isho. But that's all they have. That's all they have. In other words, there's no gzera shava. Oh, so I'll tell you the following. You put this together. You know what? The Rambam assumes that there's berachas hamitzvah because there's a mitzvah of yishus. And this mitzvah of yishus is unique in the yishus to Yisrael. Clearly, no? And the Sefer Rokeach, without that, you can't even recite a bracha. Unless this is unique, it can't be something that's shared. And I'm about to recite the bracha on Ishus of Yisrael, Birchas Erisin. So, you know what the Rambam assumes? Ah, that Chazal wove into the bracha the shir. No? Chazal wove this into the bracha as part of the Birchas HaMitzvah. Because without this, there would not be Birchas HaMitzvah. So, you know what? You want to recite a bracha on Ishus of Yisrael? So, let's speak about the uniqueness of Ishus of Yisrael. So, guess how we begin? Asher kireshanu mitzvah tzivano al arayos. That's unique to Yishu Yisrael. Oslanu es harusos. That's unique to Yisrael. Hitlanu es hanesuos. No? Unique to Yisrael. Chuppe v'kedushin. Unique to Yisrael. No? And the chasim es habracha. Mikadei shemo Yisrael. Aydei chuppe v'kedushin. That's clear. The bracha is on issues of Yisrael, which is our unique tosefes kedusha. So the Rosh writes, it sounds like a birchas hashevach. Not related to a mitzvah. No? So perhaps that's exactly the circle. No? Not related to the mitzvah. If there's a mitzvah, you have to demonstrate that this is unique. And if there's a birchas mitzvah, you have to demonstrate that this is an independent hagdara, and therefore. Wow. So that's how the Rambam understood this somewhat of an exception, that it's a birchas hamitzvah which expands on the essence of kedushin. But the Rambam is clear, as a birchas hamitzvah, not as a birchas hashevach, and therefore over the asiyasan, and a mitzvah, and the Rambam's mikra din, the chasan should be the one making this bracha, and the mesadah kedushin is being motzi him in this bracha, as opposed to a broad birchas hashevach. It's an important ha'ara. One more ha'ara, right, then we'll start shavakesek kesef, and that's the following. What is this pasuk? What is this pasuk? Okay. A maisa kedushin? Yes. A chalos kedushin? Yes. A mitzvah of kedushin? Maybe. Yeah. And what about the following possibility? You know, the Rambam, in Sefer HaMitzvos, Kuf Mem Vav, writes that there is a mitzvah saseh of shchita. Why do I bring this up? Oh, that's part of the rush, no? Because that rush that you saw, Aleph Yud Beis writes, you know, should we compare Shechita to Kedushin? You know? The rush writes, no. Shechita is if you desire to eat, this is what you must do. Maybe when it comes to Yishus as well. The Ram has a mitzvah of Shechita, and a birchas mitzvah on Shechita. You know who's Masig? The Ravid. The Ravid is Masig. Where is this Ravid? So you know what? Always important to know. No, the Rambam in the Yad HaChazaka. Before the Rambam begins, the Rambam has a list of the Tariq mitzvahs. That's really, really important for many, many reasons. Now, the Minyan HaMitzvahs of the Rambam, not the Sefer HaMitzvahs, the Minyan HaMitzvahs. And the Sefer HaMitzvahs has a Sagas of the Rambam. The Minyan HaMitzvahs has the Sagas of the Ravid. So the Ravid writes on mitzvah Kuf Mem Vav. There's no mitzvah of Shechita. What exactly is Shechita? Ooh, the Ravid writes the following. You know what? It's an Isser essay. It's an Isser essay, not a Mitzvah essay. It's an Isser essay. You know, sometimes the Torah tells you you can't do something, but it formulates it as an essay. You have an Eved. You're not allowed to Meshacher Eved. Why? Because the Torah tells me, La'olam behem ta'avod. La'olam behem ta'avod. You know what that means? Get Neflam and Ches. Kol ha-Meshacher Avdo Ovra Besei. If you free your Eved, you violate an Isser. A lav? No lav. You violate an essay. And there's a world of difference between an essay as opposed to a lav. There's only Malkus Daraisa if the Torah uses the terms of lo, or hishomer, or pen, or au. If the Torah says don't do something, but it formulates it as an essay, that's called an Isser essay. An Isser essay. Not, hopefully you remember from last year, great, great, great length, what is the mitzvah of Tashmisu? Is it a Kiyum essay, or is it an Isser essay? An Isser essay would mean that if you fail to rid your house of chametz, not only do you violate an Isser Abayram by Matzeh, but you violate an essay, an Isser essay of Tashmisu. That's a heavy issue. To what extent is Tashmisu a mitzvah essay? To what extent is it considered to be an Isser essay, an Isser essay? The Rabbi writes the following Chiddush. Then you know what? That when the Torah tells me, Vizavachta, you have to do Shchita, it's not a mitzvah of Shchita, but rather it's an Isser. It's an Isser of Eino Zavucha. If a person eats meat that was not subject to Shchita, not only does he violate, for example, Lav of Nevela, but he violates, right, an essay of Eino Zavucha. That's pretty heavy. That's pretty heavy. That Shchita maybe is a mitzvah essay, but it certainly, certainly, as the Rabbi writes, an Isser essay, an Isser essay. Because there's an Isser of Eino Zavucha. Oh, that's an important Chiddush. Now there's a Tosus in Shuas Chaf Dalet that there's such an Isser essay when it comes to Shechita. Eino Zavucha, Eino Zavucha. I'll tell you something fancy, no? There is a Shita of Rab Shimon that Ha'ochon Neveila B'Yom HaKippurim. Ha'ochon Neveila B'Yom HaKippurim. You know what? Ein Isser Chal Isser. And you're chayef for Neveila, but not chayef for Yom Kippur. Wow, wow. We don't assume that way. But that's the Shita of Rab Shimon. This Neveila was Asar Nerv Yom Kippur. Comes Yom Kippur, it's additionally Asar. Maybe that's the principle of Ein Isser Chal Isser. Something which is Dvar HaMutarim, I understand. Machalos Asuros. So Rab Shimon makes such a chiddush that now that Ha'ochon Neveila B'Yom HaKippurim. You're not chayiv a karban. You violated the law of Nevela, but you didn't write this Rav Achil on Yom Kippur. Wow, that's a stunning Chiddush. The Chachamim disagree because there's something in Chachamim called a kolel. Kolel, no? If Isser B is so much broader than Isser A, B can be chalan A. So Isser A is Nevela. Comes Yom Kippur. All food is Aser. So therefore, this Yom Kippur, if it's chalan dvarm hamutarim, it's also chalan dvarm hamasurim. You know what that's called? A kolel. A kolel. Stachamim seyit neveil yom kippur. You're chayv for neveil and yom kippur. Reb Shimon disagrees. Reb Shimon says no. Och neveil ma kippurim pater. Wow, wow. That's a stunning chiddush. We don't pass the mic. You know what? Oh, so Rashi writes the following. When did this animal die? When did this animal die? When did it become neveil? In my case, no. It became a neveil already at erev yom kippur. That's good. No, that's good. It was neveil erev yom kippur. By the time Yom Kippur arrives, it was already Aser. Ein Isser Chal Isser. No, but Rashi writes that this is even true if the animal drops dead on Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur. They miss that in. No? The animal drops dead on Yom Kippur. No? Why is that true? If an animal drops dead on Yom Kippur, so what, this Nevela is Chal and it stops this from Yom Kippur being Chal? You know what that's called? Basachas, no? Those should be two Yisrim that are chal simultaneously. An animal goes ahead and drops dead, no? So why in the world should I say that this Neveil is chal, not this Yom Kippur, no? An animal's walking around, live and well. What's this, sir? Can I go ahead and just grab, right, a limb and eat it? No? The answer is no. Eiver menachai, no? The animal's becheskas iser, chulin daf tes. The animal's becheskas iser, evi menachai. Yeah, but there's no iser. Evi menachai, if the animal drops dead, no? They don't just drop dead. So this Rav Menachai is off. So what's this or now? Nevela. Yeah, but if this Nevela is chal now, Yom Kippur also is chal now, no? Then I was walking around live and well, there's an Isra Rav Menachai. So Rav Menachai is going to stop Yom Kippur from being chal. Obviously, the Rav drops dead. Guess what? There are two candidates, so it should be chal b'vasachas. And what does Rav Shimon say? Only Nevela and not Yom Kippur. Why in the world? Why in the world? You know what the answer must be? There must be something that's seamless that began before Yom Kippur that's still applicable on Yom Kippur that I can say Ein Isser Chal Isser. No? So it's not that the Isser that applied now is gone and now both are Chal B'Vasachas. There must be something that was Chal that remains. What in the world? No, it's still an Eiver Menachai. Of course it's not an Eiver Menachai. It's a Nevela. Nevela now is only Chal. Oh, so Tosu Shuas. The Isra Veina Zavucha. An Isra Veina Zavucha. There's an Isra that applied before that still applies now, and that is eating basar without the heter shchita. That applied while the animal is walking around and alive, and that applies while the animal is dead. So there isn't even a split second that this Isra of Yom Kippur can kick in. Well, that's pretty cool. No, there isn't a chance. Yom Kippur finally says, I have my chance. Animal dropped dead. No. There still is an Isser that... What Isser? Eiver Menachai? No. Isser in a Zavucha. That's like stunning. Shechita maybe has an element of a mitzvah, but Raivir has an element of an Isser, of an Isser. That's a fascinating possibility. Mufurush when it comes to Shechita. The Raivid in the Minyan HaMitzvos, Kuf Me'Vav and Tosus and Shuvas, Nev Chav Talib. Wow. Now I'll ask you something to think about. Can one argue that Ki Yikach Ish Isha has an element of an Isser Esse? What would that Isser be? A relationship of that nature outside of the Miskeres of Ishus. Outside of the Miskeres of Ishus. Even if you argue that maybe there's no mitzvah to say of Kiyikach Ish Isha, but can one argue that, but nonetheless, there is an Isser? When the Torah describes this type of relationship, Chai Ishus, it is Al Yedei Kedushin. So this is like a fascinating possibility. That there's another dimension to Kikach, and that is an Isser essay. The Torah says that this is the relationship. This is the relationship. And I'll say, take a look at a couple of Rambams, and I'll have to talk. No? But take a look at the Rambam in the beginning of Hilchos Ishus, Paragala Filachadalit. Then take a look at the Rambam elsewhere, Hilchos Nara Besula, Beis Yud Zayin. Take a look at the Kesem Mishnah in Hilchos Nara Besula, and take a look at the Raivid, Perakalaf Lachadal of Hilchos Ishus. Wow. The Rambam seems to describe in Aleph Dalad in Hilchos Ishus that if a person has a relationship with a woman outside of the Mizkeres of Ishus, that the Rambam seems to describe as Loya Kadesh. That's a Lav Daraisa of the Nus. And the Raivid is immediately masik. That's not what the Torah calls a zona. A zona is a woman who is mafkeres etzas malakach. No? Anyone. That's kadeshus. What we call a zona. No? But a relationship outside of... The Raivid interprets the Raman to mean that that's a lav daraisa. And the Raivid is immediately masik. It's not a lav daraisa as well. The Raivid doesn't say it's mutter. The Raivid says that, you know what? Ein bo iser lav. There's no iser lav liya kadesh, no siya kadesha, unless it's mizamenes atzma l'chol adam. Wow. The question is the following. When the Raivid stresses ein bo iser lav, Rav Slavetchik, an interesting diuk, no? Maybe there's no iser lav. There's a lav. But there's a miskeres of Ishus. There's a misgeris of Ishus. So if that relationship develops, not a zona in the classic sense, mafkeres atzmal chol adam, but it is a relationship out of Ishus. The Rav writes, there's no malchus. It's not a lav daraisa. But you know what? Can I compare this to the Ravid in Mina Mitzvos that there's Nisar Esay? In Nisar Esay, obviously the Torah's vision of such a relationship is Ishus. So can I just simply say, but who says Ishus is a mitzvah? And therefore, what's wrong with this relationship? The possibility of, we'll have to learn more sugyas. No, Kedushin as being, right, in Isser Esay. In Isser Esay. Very mistaber. When the Torah gives us the parsha of Ishus, you know what? It's not just a mitzvah of Ishus, but you know what? And if you conduct yourself differently, you establish this type of relationship outside of the miskeres of Ishus, maybe that's not Heter Gomor. So the possibility of Kikach Ishisha, right, as being an Isser. In Isser Esay as well. So take a look at those marmakomas. That's something which is very important. Okay. Ma'isa Kedusha. Good. Kesev, Shtar, Bia. And our Mishnah tells us the following Chiddush. What does Kesef mean? Not only Kesef, but even Shava Kesef as well. Well, according to Beis Hillel, the Shita is a Pruta, or a Mishnah with a Resh S. Shava Pruta. Shava Pruta. Now, in other words, the Shava Kesef is indeed Kekesef. Is Kekesef. And Tosis is so bothered that you go through the whole Masechta, and like there's no Gemara that just simply says Minolan. How do you know? How do you know? How do you know that Shava Kesef is considered to be Kekesef? How indeed do you know that that's true? How do you know that that's true? So let me begin with, you know, I don't want you to accuse me of beginning from, you know, like left field, but this is very important. No, like, okay, this is very important. No. You ever learn Bava Kama? No, even the slow yeshivas. Beis Amud Aleph? No, Beis Amud Aleph. That Gemara, I think, is critically important just simply for Derech HaLimud. For Derech HaLimud, no. The Mishnah begins by telling us that there are Bavas Mazik. Good. Okay, wonderful. Good. The first line of the Gemara, if there are Avos, Midik Tani Avos, Michlal Dika told us. The Mishnah would not use the term Av unless there's a secondary category. If there are Avos, there must be told us. Fascinating. There are also the Gemara doesn't say Minolan. You can take a look. Shita Kubetzis is bothered by that. I would have expected the Gemara to say, how do you know? Okay. But they're almost not. So the Gemara asks a very basic question, right? Toldosein kayotze behem, or toldosein lav kayotze behem? Are the toldos like davos? Are the toldos not like davos? No, very basic, very basic. So I would have expected the Gemara to do the following now. No? Okay, let's talk. Are the toldos like davos, or not davos? Guess what? So you get to the bottom of Dav Bezim and off, the Gemara begins. No? Are the toldos like davos? Or they told us not like Davos. Okay, but you know what? What's in between? No? That, I think, is very important in Derech HaLimud. No? You know what that's called? That's called models. That's called Hagdaros. Hagdaros. No? The Gemara begins by saying the following. Well, look. You're asking me, are told us identical to Avos? So before you start with your theoretical analysis, no? What do you see B'chol HaTorah Kula? What do you see, B'chola Torah Kula? Now, before you start with all your svaras, now, oh, so that's exactly how the Gemara begins. Now, Shabbos. We know in Shabbos, the Ravos and Toldos. We know when it comes to Shabbos, Toldos Sein Kayotze Behem. Oh, okay, we're good. So Toldos, the answer is yes. Toldos like Avos. No, 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 no. We know when it comes to Tuma, they're Avos and Toldos, and Toldos Sein are Lav kayotze behem. Lav kayotze behem. That's how you have to learn, no? In other words, you have a question. What is the status of a tolda? The answer is, before you start stopping and thinking, no, there's a certain amount of required knowledge which is necessary, no? In other words, let's look. If in every case in the Torah, a tolda is like an av, we're done, no? Of course, tolda sein kayotze behem. If in every case of the Torah, a tolda is not like dav, we're done. The tolda is not like davos. In order for that question to be meaningful, whether Toldos and Kayotze Behem, you know, I have to demonstrate that there are two models. There's the model of Shabbos where the Toldos are like Davos. And there's the model of Tumor Toldos and Lav Kayotze Behem. And now a critical question, how does this fit? No? So what would you say about Nezikin? Is it like model A or is it like model B? That's very heavy, no? You have to start with Hagdara. You have to start with a model. Once you have two conflicting models, now a very critical question. How does this fit? How does this fit? No? That's very, very important. That's very important. So you have to ask yourself like a basic question. So why is it that Shabbos told us are like Levos? And why is it Nezikin told us are not like Levos? And if I can get to that secret, you know what? I can now begin to assess whether the Tolos and Ezekin are like Tolos and Ezekin. But without that, you're just kind of just, you know, b'chol shecholech. No, you're like just in the clouds. No, no, that's critical. That's critical. Right? You know what the Maskana Sagamara is in Bava Kamma? And Dav Gimel? Some of you learn Bava Kamma? No? That, generally speaking, the Tolos and Ezekin are like Avos. But there is an exception. Chatsi Nizek Soros, no? Chatsi Nizek Soros. That's Maskana Sagamara. If an animal goes dead and kicks up a stone, the stone does damage. That's a told of Rega where the told is not like Dav. And that's Maskana Sagamara. After you learn all the cases. Generally, yes. Not Soros. You know? It's not the time to give Shun Bava Kamma, but, you know, I'll tell you something magnificent. Now I'll tell you something magnificent. You know why these two models are so critical? Because there are two different definitions of Toldos. There are two definitions of Toldos, no? We discussed this in the past, no? You know, when it comes to Shabbos, just as an example, you know what? Let's say an Av Melach of Zareya. You take a seed, you put it in the ground. Av Melach of Zareya. But they're Toldos of Zareya. Let's say we're cutting up bays. Let's say Mashka Maim Lezareya. I water a plant. Told of Zareya. Why is it a told of Zareya? So Poshim Shan the Gemara. What you're doing, you're watering a plant. I'm not putting a seed in the ground. But you know what? The Malacha is not putting a seed in the ground. The Malacha is promoting the growth of the plant. And whatever promotes the growth of the plant, whether it's planting or weeding or pruning, or watering, all of that is a told of Zareya. Why exactly is that true? Because I'm not going to define Zareya as just literally putting a seed in the ground, but rather I'm going to expand the definition to anything that accomplishes that goal, anything that promotes the growth of the plant. Wow, that's a told. So I'll tell you in one word that, you know what? Shabbos is an incredible model, which is a told of expansion. No? I expand the Hagdara. I expand the definition of. Don't just assume Zareya means just taking the seed and putting it in the ground. But it's an expansion of. Wow, I like that. No? What about when it comes to Tuma? Would you say the same thing? You know? The Rabbis and Tudos. So told us an expansion of that. Is that so obvious? A mace is an Aviyavosa Tuma. You know? A mace is a Aviyavosa Tuma. Someone that comes in contact with the mace also has a degree of Tuma. Right? Not Aviyavosa Tuma. An Arishon, an Av Arishon, Aviyavosa, an Av Arishon. There you'd say it's an expansion. It's an expansion of. A guy's walking around and he came in contact with a mace, and you're going to tell me that that's an expansion of. An iftar. That's an expansion of the iftar. That doesn't sound right, no? I'll tell you the following. You know why that's a tolda? Because where did your tumah come from? Where did your tumah come from? You were tahor. Now you're telling me. Where did that come? You know what the answer is? It emanated from the mace. It emanated from the av hatumah. I came in contact with an av hatumah, and therefore something rubbed off. The tumah that was primarily here, guess what, is secondarily here. I wouldn't call that a total of expansion, no? Expansion? That I'm expanding the definition of the mace to apply to someone who's alive and well? I wouldn't say that, no? But it's a total of emanation. Those are two very different types of toldos, no? And I'll tell you what I think is a beautiful, beautiful answer that, you know what? If you're talking about a Toda of expansion, I think, I mean, it's perfect sense to say that the Toda is like the Av, Toda Sen Kayotzebehem. Don't interpret Zariah just so literally. You have to if you're broadening what's true of A is true of B. If it's a step down, it's a step down, no? Something that the mace had rubbed off on you, what, Toda Sen Kayotzebehem? The person's an iftar. The person has a tumah of a mace? No. It's very mistaber that if it's something of emanation, it started here and it emanates, you know what? That's a step down. That's a step down. So I think that Gemara Bava Kama Daf Beis is magnificent. No, there are two different models of toldos. One is expansion, one is emanation. Very cool. No? And it makes sense that if it's an expansion, toldos en kayotze behem, and if something emanates from, then I would say toldos en lav kayotze behem. No? And the Maskana Sagamara, like you just jump, no? What would you say about Nezikin? You know what I'd say about Nezikin? I would say that the vast majority of Tolos and Nezikin are expansion. The Torah gives me example of Karen. Only Karen, putting the seed in the ground. Only Karen. Only when animal gores with its horn. No. Anytime an animal damages, Kavanas Lahazik, maliciously, or Mishuna, in an unusual fashion, that's a Hagdara. That's an expansion. If it's an expansion, it's similar to Shabbos. So the same kayotze behem, no? Whoa! There's one exception. No, you know what tsoros is? What's the relationship between tsoros and regel? You know what the answer is? Because the animal kicked up this stone and caused it to go ahead and to trap. Guess what? Regel is gufo, and tsoros is kocho. Where did this koach come from? No? The koach emanated from the regel habehema. If it's a told of emanation, that's mamash tuma, no? Then todo sein lavkei, it's a step down. It's a step down. That's why models are like so significant, no? Yeah, I think that's magnificent. Now just understand the sugya, no? I elaborated a bit, but take a look at Nachos Tavin, Bava Kama Daf Beis. He writes, realize these are different hagdaros, different types of toldos. Maybe you accuse me of taking a poetic license now. But Eile Toldos Yitzchak Ben Avram Rav Holy is Yitzchak. No, Rashi is bothered. Why the double lashon? I once wrote because there are two different types of toldos. There are two different types of toldos. No, and if you ask me why is Yitzchak a told of Avram, you know what the answer is? Because he expanded the mission of Avram Avinu, but also Avram Holy is Yitzchak. He emanated from Avram Avinu. So guess what? You know. The Torah tells us in both true senses of the world, right? He was a told of Shabbos and a told of Duma. No, that's how the pasuk repeats itself. No, okay. You heard it here. Good. Okay. No. Now, why is this so important? Not just because I think it's like cool, but like, you know, I'll tell you a following. You know, one of the guys called me this summer. I said, "What are you learning, Kedushin?" Shabbat Kesa. Okay, good. Give me the examples of cases b'chola Torah kula. Where we don't say Sheva Kesev is Kesev. The guy was stunned. He was stunned. You know, like, if you're debating whether Sheva Kesev is Kesev, not Kesev, like, don't you need, that's how you have to start, Bava Kama Daf Beis. In these cases, Sheva Kesev is Kesev. And in these cases, Sheva Kesev is not Kesev. And now I have a really heavy issue. What do you say when it comes to Kedushin? What do I say and why do I say it? No? What and why? If you're completely unaware that there's any case in the Torah where we say that Sheva Kesev is not Kekesev, so you don't need Tosus, no? Why is Sheva Kesev Kekesev? Because Bechol HaTorah Kula, Sheva Kesev is Kekesev. There are no exceptions. You know, so Tosus has to, what about this? What about that? What about this? What about that? You have to start with, now that's so important, no? You have to start with the model. You have to start with the Hagdara. In these cases, wow, what are these cases? Eved Ivri, Nezikin, Pidyon HaBen, Mos Konos, Kedushin, Sheva Kesev is Kekesev. And now you have to start with all the other examples where Sheva Kesev is not Kekesev. And now I'm going to scratch my head, and what about Kedushin? Because there's no Gemara that quotes the source, no? But you have to realize, if you don't start with the models, you're not going to get it. You're not going to get it, no? So you have to start with, I know Shava Kesef is Kekesef in these cases, but there are other cases where that certainly is not true, and now my work is cut out for me. Is this similar to this, or is that similar to that? No? That's pretty heavy. That's pretty heavy. That, I'll tell you, is critical in terms of Derech HaLimud. Derech HaLimud. Okay, so what's the list? The Shava Kesef, Kekesef, you know, you did Tosas. Yeah, but what about the second half? The Tosas just assumes that you know, no? And what are all the cases where that's not true? That kesef doesn't mean value. Kesef means a coin. A coin. You know, kesef can be ambiguous. Kesef can be currency, or kesef can be value. No? If b'chola tarakula, kesef means value, so of course, give an isha the value of a sheva pruta. But if you're going to tell me no, in half the cases, when the Torah uses the phrase of kesef, it means a matbeya, it means a coin, well, whoa, how do you know then that, oh, not only that, but even this. I knew that that's true. Also, tell you the following. How do you know? I'll tell you a pasuk in Chumash. No. The Torah describes Pidyon Ma'aser Sheni. Pidyon Ma'aser Sheni. Dvarim Perek Yudal Pasuk Chafei. Bitzarta HaKesef Biyadcha. Bitzarta HaKesef Biyadcha. A Mishnah Ma'aser Sheni. Right? Perek Aleph Mishnah Beis. In order to be Poda Ma'aser Sheni, you have to use a coin. You have to use a coin. Bitzarta kesev yadcha, kesev sheyesh alav tzura. You have to use a minted coin. You can't be poda ma'aser sheni with a commodity, with shava kesev. Take a look at the Rambam, Mochas ma'aser sheni, dalates. Now, a pasuk, a mishnah, the Rambam. In other words, when it comes to pidyon ma'aser sheni, we don't assume shava kesev is a kesev. If the Torah uses the term kesef, it means a coin, a coin. And only a coin, and only a coin. That's very important. So now at least I have one example where Sheva Kesef is not considered to be like kesef. It has to be a minted coin, you know. You know, imagine you're Eretz Yisrael, the Torah Kartanik. He wants to invite you to her home for Shabbos. He wants to be a Mekar of you, no? It's okay. So, you know, he goes to the motions. So I said, can I eat this food? Were you mafresh jumas and maestros, maestro sheni? Of course. Oh, good. I'm just, I'm relieved. Now that this has kedusha of maestro sheni. Of course, it doesn't have a kedusha of maestro. I was poded. I was mechalitz kedusha on a coin. Yeah, what coin? What coin? A shekel. Oh, so you recognize the Medina. Okay, good. You recognize that this is Kesef Shel Yetzuri. Gevaldik. It was worth coming. Then I run. Now, like, yeah, Mamish. If this would not be a minted legitimate coin, it would not work for a Pidyon Ma'aser Sheni. Before that comes to Medina, they were Pidyon Ma'aser Sheni with British sterling. Yeah, because it had to be the currency of the, you know, of the sovereignty. So yeah, if you think that, you know, that this is you make your own illegitimate, the GO decides to make coins. No, it doesn't have the status of kesef. Not good for Pidyon Ma'aser Sheni. You kesef sheish alav tzura, and tzura means a legitimately minted coin by the sovereignty. Otherwise, it has the status of sheva kesef. No, but realize now that's a din d'oraisa, Pidyon Ma'aser Sheni. There's a Mishnah Mechoras and Daf Mem Tes. The same thing is true when it comes to Machzis HaShekel. You cannot use Sheva Kesef for Machzis HaShekel. You know, a guy shows up, you know, Machzis HaShekel, he doesn't have any coins. He wants to give you a commodity. That's not good. Machzis HaShekel is coins, a matbeya. It is not Sheva Kesef. You know, if you look in the Rif, there's a Sigma Basra of Tzadi Beis. The Rif is in the very beginning of Perek Vav Basra. The Rif writes, the same thing is true when it comes to Priya Sachov. You know, I lent you $100. You cannot just come and pay me back with, you know, $100 worth of feathers. You know, sometimes we'll speak about like a second tier, that whatever person doesn't have. So when do you assume misadrin? Okay. But the Rif writes, the starting point, the Rif says, the Raposha, that most nasano, most sarach l'shalim lo. You borrowed money, you have to pay back money. That's Rabbeinu Tam, Bava Kama Dav Tes. He can't say, here, I'm insisting you take my... The guy wants to take Shava Kesef. We'll talk about that. Okay. But the Priya Sachov, the starting point is that Priya Sachov is Al Yedei HaMatbeya. Money. You borrowed money, you must pay money. We don't assume it's no brain that Shava Kesef Kekesef, and you have a right to go it into substitute. And I'll tell you the following fascinating Chiddush. You know, that's the Yisod of Ribbis. That's the Yisod of Ribbis. No? B'metzian daf mem dalet, b'metzian daf ayin hey. That's the Yisod of Ribbis. No? I once went to Yeshiva and she said, oh, this is what they were learning, you know. I got a little nervous. I walked in. There was a soda machine. It was in a cage. You know what you should? It was in a cage. Like, ooh, okay. I said, I guess it's okay to be here. I guess I'm safe. But, so the guys are like a little rough, you know? I said, you know what? I said, you know, this year, you know, this bushels of fruit cost this. And all of a sudden, like next year, no, the price went up. So I asked the guys, like, what changed? Was that inflation or deflation of the currency? Or did the commodity slide? The commodity slide. When you have shifts in prices, no? Economy. What changes? The value of the dollar changes or the price of the commodity changes? So I kind of got that look. Rabbi, you know, the rabbi look, you know? So I told him, if I convince you that you're wrong, I said, will you learn 5 more blat? He said, yes. I said, yes. Whoa, okay. So I had my incentive. No. So, a person borrows $100 this year, you know, and he pays you back. You know, guess what? Prices change. You know what? That last year, for $100, you would get this. This year, for $100, you can get even more. Now, sometimes there's deflation, no? Deflation. Last year were $100, that would buy you 5 bushels, and this year, 6 bushels. Is that ribbis? I'm paying back more than I borrowed. The buying power of what I'm giving him today is more than he gave me a year ago. You know what? So you know what the answer is? Of course that's not ribbis. Nothing has changed. Currency is fixed, is set. Buying power means that the prices of the payros, the commodity has changed. And therefore, guess what? If I go ahead and I borrow from you this year 5 bushels of grain, and I pay you back next year 5 bushels of grain, and guess what? If 5 bushels of grain cost more this year than last year, that's ribbis. And you know what? The Chazal made a fascinating gzera, but Mesirat Ayin Hay, you're never allowed to do that, with some exceptions. Sal Basa, that's Sal Basa. You can't borrow a commodity and pay back a commodity, because that will lend itself to immediate ribbis issues, because the moment the prices will change, guess what? Maybe you're paying back more than you borrowed. Well, there's also inflation and deflation. You know what the answer is? No, that's the whole yisod of dinei ribbis. That kesef is constant and shava kesef fluctuates. That's a din d'oraisa. That's critically important, no? So I can't pay back item for item, but I absolutely pay back dollar for dollar. That's the yisod. That's the most fundamental difference between kesef and shava kesef. Now that kesef is fixed and commodity slide. That's an important economic principle. Now that's how the Torah views. I'll tell you like a fascinating machlokas rishonim. No? And maybe I'll scare you, but there are ways we can, you know. What about foreign currency? That's like scary, you know? Foreign currency. Because you probably all did this, no? Kesef means a kesef sheis lav tzura. Kesef, which is minted, issued by the government. No? What about foreign currency? What about foreign currency? Does foreign currency have the status of kesef? Or does foreign currency have the status of a commodity? Is it tiva or is it peira? Is it tiva or is it peira? That's a sugya of Metzia and daf mem dalad mabeis. Foreign currency. You know what that would mean? That let's assume we assume like the Reim and Kufir Ches, like the Meiri on that sugya, the Chaznish, right? That's what we paskin. The Chaznish is in Choshen Mishpat and Simen Tezayin. Take a look. Simen Tezayin, Sivkot and Chofe. The Chaznish writes foreign currency is a commodity. Is a commodity. You know what that means? So you know what? I'm in Eretz Yisrael, and I turn to my friend and say, you have 10 bucks? No? And yeah, he gives me 10 bucks. And I'll pay back next week. No? Paying back 10 bucks for 10 bucks, you know what? That's sabasa. That's a commodity for a commodity. That lahalacha at times is a problem of ribbis. That at times is a problem of ribbis. As opposed to, you know what? What is the value of the $10 today? You know, oh, $10 today is 35 shkalim. So you know what? I'm going to pay you back next week, 35 shkalim. No, I borrow 35, I'm paying back 35. We very often, like sometimes we'll treat, maybe one could argue that the real currency in Israel are dollars. You know, maybe you should put a meiser sheni with dollars. No, not with shkalim. There's what to discuss. No, what is the real market in Eretz Yisrael? What is the real market in Eretz Yisrael? Is it a shkolim market or is it a dollar-based market? No, when people invest in Eretz Yisrael, it's risky to invest with shkolim because you never know. You never know. Everything's sliding all the time. No, maybe they'll invest in terms of with a more consistent currency. No, that's a very, very heavy issue. No, so that I think is an important yisod. No, why is this so important? Because these are incredible examples of pinyan ma'aser sheni, machzor shekel, gvi'a samilva, Yukur Vizula, fluctuations, now ribis, where we don't assume Shava Kesev is Kekesev. So that's how you have to begin, no? In most cases, Shava Kesev is Kekesev. The Torah speaks about a value. In many cases, the Torah goes ahead and speaks about a coin, and Shava Kesev is not Kekesev. So now a very, very heavy issue. Now what about when it comes to all these cases? What do I assume about Nezikin, Eved Ivri, Kedushin? And especially Kedushin, if there is no, like Pasuk that tells me, so what do I compare this to? Do I compare it to this or do I compare it to that? No? That's like a very, that's very heavy. That's incredibly, incredibly yasodos. So Tosus assumes, that's at the starting point, that you have no right to assume Shava Kesef is Kekesef. We just mentioned case after case after case where Shava Kesef is not like Kesef. So you have no right just simply to assume Shava Kesef is Kekesef. And if Shava Kesef is Kekesef, Tosus assumes, and as you already saw, against the Rashba, against the Ramban, that you need a Makar. You need a Pasuk. You can't just simply start. The default position is not the Shava Kesef is Kekesef. You need makaros. If Eved Ivri needs a makar, and Ezekiel needs a makar, Kedushin requires a makar. That's the whole assumption of Tosus. So Tosus says there must be a source. There must be a source. Wow. What is that source? Rashi writes in Nevchesem and Aleph, the source is Eved Ivri. The source is Eved Ivri. Yashiv gulaso mikesef miknaso giron kesef. The Torah describes grown kesev with kesev and with shava kesev. So I see from the parsha of Eved Ivri explicitly. Oh, and now I can jump. Wow. I can jump. What is true of Eved Ivri? Is true of Kedush. Is that so obvious? Realize the chiddush of Tosus. Number one is you need a makar. And number two, the makar is, Narsha points out as you saw, yeah, but Tosus later says that you can't derive anything from Eved Ivri. No? Why do you need a pasuk for Nezikin? Why don't you derive Nezikin from Eved Ivri? Tosus says, you can't derive Nezikin from Eved Ivri. Eved Ivri maybe is in a class by itself. Eved Ivri is tragic, no? You have this Eved Ivri, he's a Jew, he's Chayv Mitzvos. He's situated, right, together with an Adon who's not Jewish. You know what? I'm going to fault that person who sold his Eved Ivri to a guy, no? You know what? How is he going to observe Shabbos? How does he deserve kashrus? He's in a terrible, terrible plight. He's an Eved and the other is not Jewish. So you have to do everything that you can to get him out of that situation. It doesn't surprise me that when it comes to the release of an Eved Ivri, the Torah is going to allow for ways to release an Eved Ivri that maybe it would never acknowledge. No? That's what Tosa says. Shlo yitamim in akum. No? And Tosa says, that's why you need a pasuk for Nezikin. So the Marsha adds, then you can't learn Kedushin from there. How can you learn Kedushin from Eved Ivri if Eved Ivri is because the situation is indeed so dire? Indeed so dire. Well, so we'll have to discuss. The Rashba, the Rashba. Who says you need a pasuk at all? Who says you need a... Why wouldn't you need a pasuk? Why would you need a pasuk for Nezikin and for Eved Ivri and not for Kedushin? So this is also fascinating. No. What about Ratzon? What about Das? No? The fact that I'm willing to receive, why isn't that relevant? And here I'll tell you the following. Tosus goes through case after case after case after case, and I'll tell you one thing that's clear. Isn't there an obvious case where Shava Kesev is Kekesev? And Tosus doesn't even mention this. No? Why not? You know what the most obvious case of Kesev and Shava Kesev? When you think about Kesev, what do you think about? Buying and selling, no? Mekachu Memkar, Maus Konos, buying and selling. Buying and selling. Don't we assume Sheva Kesev is Kekesev? Of course, no. Of course, that's true, no. I want to purchase something, you know, and I'm willing to give you this object for it. And you agree. No, that's no good. That's no good. I have to go to the bank and get money and give me the money. Of course not. So that's fascinating. I'll tell you the most obvious case of Sheva Kesev is Maus Konos, is Mekachu Memkar. And Tosus doesn't even raise that issue. Tosus puts everything under the sun except for the most basic case, no? Why is that? Why isn't Tosus bothered by the more basic case? You know what the answer is? Oh, that's obvious. Why is it so obvious? Why is that obvious? And Ezekiel is not obvious? And Kedusha is not obvious? And Eved Ivri is not obvious? No? What are the obvious cases and what are the Kedusha? Okay, so right, with a structure, right, we'll have to take a look at the Rishonim and take a look at those Avnei Miluyos. I want you to see.